Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I begin, I'm going to end my sermon with a remembrance of baptism and want to make sure that everyone got one of these pieces of paper with their bulletin. It's front and back. If you don't have one, please raise your hand and we'll have an usher bring it to you. Thank you, Lynn. There is a fun game going on social media these days. It goes like this. Tell me you are something without telling me you are something. So for example, tell me you have a puppy without telling me you have a puppy. And so I might show you the bruises on my arms. Tell me you are going to the beach without telling me you are going to the beach. And you might show me a picture of yourself with lawn chairs hanging on your arms and beach towels around your neck and yourself pulling a wagon with your cooler and a bucket and shovels to play in the sand with. Well, yesterday I saw a video from our presiding bishop, Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, in which she talked about, tell me you are a Lutheran without telling me you are a Lutheran. And she posed this challenge to Lutherans, and I'm still thinking about it. I think that today's passage in Ephesians could be like this. Tell me about baptism without telling me about baptism. There are so many fruitful and beautiful images and words about baptism in this passage in Ephesians. In it, we are called by God. We are called God's blessed. We are called God's chosen. We are called God's adopted children. All of which we are because of our baptism. This passage names some of the gifts that we received from God in baptism. It names that we are adopted as God's children. It names that we are given God's glorious grace that God freely bestows upon us. In baptism, the gifts that we receive, we do nothing to earn. They are all completely given to us as a gift from God. It also names that we receive redemption through Jesus' blood and that we receive the forgiveness for the trespasses that we make. And we are marked and signed with the Holy Spirit. These beautiful verses that open Ephesians are a blessing. And interestingly enough, all of these sentences are actually one sentence in Greek. This might be one of the longest run-on sentences in Scripture. It's 9 verses filled with over 22 beautiful phrases about baptism, all in one sentence. But this blessing, it's a beautiful celebration of what God does in bringing us into the reality of an already and not yet salvation. Let me say a little bit more about that. In the waters of baptism, we receive God's gift of salvation, and for us, eternal life begins at the font. So often we hear in the world around us that eternal life is when we get to heaven, that it's the afterlife. But for us as baptized believers, our eternal life begins at the font. We receive the gift of salvation and eternal life the day we are baptized, and we begin living into eternal life that day and forever, evermore. We right now are living in eternal life, the already and not yet of what God has promised and of what God will fulfill. This passage reminds us that salvation from beginning to end is the accomplishment of God alone. Listen to these verbs. All the verbs are God's. God chose, God destined, God bestowed, God lavished, God made known and set forth. God accomplishes all things, and all of this has happened according to God's good pleasure and will and plan and purpose. All of this is God's. And I don't know about you, but that's awfully good to me, knowing that my fate and our fate is not in my hands or our hands. Our fate is completely and entirely in the hands of God. And not only ours here at Holly Grove or in the Church Universal, but all of humanity and all of creation. The fate of all of creation is in God's hand. This passage makes it clear that God's plan for salvation is a cosmic plan. It's a plan that God established even before creation. All of creation is declared loved and redeemed by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These passages in Ephesians describe God's gracious act of salvation in the broadest terms possible. I don't often talk about the actual Greek word found in the text, but this is a word you will hear me talk about often, the cosmos. In John 3:16, the word that we translate as world is cosmos, and it means the entire created universe. Everything in the universe, the galaxies, the stars, the trees, the things we don't even know about in the galaxies, animals, critters, the sky, flowers, humans. The cosmos means that absolutely everything in all of creation that exists, God loves it and God redeems it. God's plan for salvation is cosmic. God so loved the world, the whole cosmos, that God sent his son Jesus into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. God's love knows no limits. God's grace is beyond what we can ask for or imagine. God's generosity is beyond our comprehension. And yet, the God who is outside of us, beyond our understanding and comprehension, because of the gifts we receive in baptism, is also inside of us, closer to us than the very breath that we breathe, because we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. In our baptism, we are named and claimed by God forever, and for always we are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'd like us now to remember our baptism using this piece of paper that you received. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us hear baptism's call and promise. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Lift up your hearts.
We give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Today we thank you for water, O God, invented by no mind, product of no hands, habitat of embryos, home to plants and creatures, primal link with the beginning, gift of God. agent of cleansing, source of energy, transformer of deserts, satisfaction of thirst, recreation to be enjoyed. We give particular thanks, O God, as we recall your redemption by water. Just prior to his ascension, he commanded us, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. Remember your baptism and be thankful. 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 The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation promised in Jesus Christ and for its benefits, the forgiveness of sin, acceptance by you and your people, and the promise of eternal life. We also thank you for our baptism, itself a divine gift, which is a sign and seal of your gracious favor. Now we pray that you will strengthen us with your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and reverence, the spirit of wonder and awe in your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the loving God who redeems you in Jesus Christ now strengthen in you the gift of the Holy Spirit to deepen your faith, to direct your life, to empower you for service, to make you steadfast in times of temptation, and to bring you fully into everlasting life. We rejoice in the remembering of our baptism. Live in it joyfully. And the grace of the Lord go with you always. Amen.